In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again from today's gospel lesson. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up on a high mountain, and was transfigured before them. Big events in our culture are generally accompanied by much picture taking. For example, if you watch the kickoff or the initial kickoff of this year's Super Bowl, you saw how that event was marked by thousands of flashes around the stadium as people tried to capture the moment. So too with a major press conference, a bill signing, a summit. Yes, big events in our culture are always surrounded by cameras worrying and clicking away. Big events in our families work the same way. We always take lots of pictures at our personal big events, weddings, birthday parties, anniversaries, baptisms, and such. You and I have been part of the picture taking as family members and have also been part of those pictures as an officiating pastor. I myself have had the privilege of attending many family celebrations. They have been festive occasions with plenty of food, endless storytelling, and lots of kids. One inevitable part of such occasions, of course, is the big family portrait. All the offspring grouped together, usually arranged in family units around the matriarch or patriarch who is being honored and celebrated. There, smiling and proud, we see the three or four or possibly five generations of a family represented in that single moment. Most likely you have been part of such a picture, of such a group. Today's gospel lesson has a picture like that. In this instance, you might say that Mark is the photographer, the one who captures that moment for us. The setting is a mountain in northern Palestine. And the occasion, the big event when the picture was taken, is the transfiguration of Jesus. So let's look now at the picture provided by Mark. In the foreground, there are three men, from left to right, Peter, James, and John. In the back row, high in a glow, we see Moses and Elijah. And in the center of the picture is Jesus, the Christ. That is the picture snapped there on that mountain. We could actually say the whole Bible is contained in that scene. Moses is there representing the law. Next to him is Elijah representing the prophets. And then comes Peter, James, and John representing the apostles and the church. The Old Testament and New Testament stand together on that mountain. And there in the center of it all is Jesus. He's the star of the show. He's the one whose gospel we proclaim. What a picture. And yet that picture is not complete, for you and I are not part of it. I have a solution for that. What if I were to take a photograph of all of you here this morning and add you to this story? Would that solve the problem? Not really. You and I have to go up on that Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus and his disciples to make that happen. Just think about it again. How would you react if all of a sudden there was a bright light in the chancel of this chapel, a light that opened up for you a vision of our Lord Jesus? And then to top it all off, God allowed Moses and Elijah to come into this place and talk to Jesus. Do you think our reaction would be any different than that of Peter's? The mystery of the whole event would be beyond us, inexplainable. But that's how God worked then and still works today. But if we could understand all that happened on the mountain with Jesus and his disciples, then all the mystery would be taken out of life as well. But what's new? We live in a world that's intolerant of mystery. Yes, ours is an age which is obsessed with the idea of knowing and explaining everything, which reminds me of a funny story of a little boy whose father, before every meal, would say to the boy, "Hurry up and wash your hands and come to the table so we can pray and eat." As the boy went to wash his hands, he could be heard to mutter, "Germs in Jesus, germs in Jesus. That's all I hear around here, and I don't see either one of them." Moses and Elijah and Jesus, I don't see any one of them standing in front of us this morning. I don't see Peter, James, and John either. And yet by faith, as members of the body of Christ, we are all connected to one another. And that connection is stronger than all the forces of the world that the devil and the world would throw against us. A mystery? Yes. But the fact that you and I come here and worship daily in this chapel is also a mystery. It doesn't make any more sense. And yet, because of what happens here, God's Spirit works in and through us and embraces all of us with his love. So the picture now changes from the glory of that moment on the mountain. Now a cross and an empty tomb are added. And you and I, we're part of that picture and the hope and the peace that it brings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.